This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
We've got a guest in, haven't we?
Yes, we do.
You should get ready with the applause.
Yep.
As I mentioned earlier, I was lucky enough to witness this performer alongside Kate Sobrano. And they're it was incredible gig. And I'll say no more about it until we talk about it together, because I'm going to introduce Jess Fairley.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, God, it's an absolute joy. Because it is us, isn't it? Because you did bring young Chris. And he's got his guitar with him. But we don't let Chris speak.
Exactly.
Jess, waving is great for radio.
Yeah. What is going on with you? Because you're releasing this song and, I was blown away by your voice. And working with Kate Sobrano is pretty much up there, isn't it, really?
I feel like it does all start with her.
Right.
I mean, you know, there's obviously the passion of music and everything, but the actual, like, the writing and the confidence to gig and everything literally started when I was like 17, 18, and she fired the drummer and she was like, I'm going to take you on tour with me and I'm going to learn how to play drums myself and you're just going to back me in the singing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And so then from then on, I was able to learn about songwriting, playing another instrument to help with that, performing everything.
Now, there's the reason that she wants you with her is because, you know, there's probably a lot of reasons, but ultimately it's got to be for the benefit of her gig.
Yeah.
That's ultimately what it's got to be.
Yeah, I don't think she would take me on if it...
I mean, obviously there's all those other reasons because she does love nurturing, new talent and things like that, doesn't she?
Yeah,
and
she loves supporting artists.
Yeah, otherwise she'd just get you to do the gig and say goodnight, But what is amazing is how giving she is when it's get you coming on and speaking about you, the way you sing in the show, it's not just in the background, you're there, you're on the side of her.
Totally.
You'd be much, if you're that egotistical, you'd be in the dark.
Yeah.
Which is how I like my backing.
But I think she has reality on how, if you're genuinely going for it, to really it helps having another person, especially in her position and with her fan base, just to give that little spotlight to someone else.
Yeah.
It helps.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm very, very appreciative of everything she's done. And whilst there is that mentoring aspect of it, we have so much fun. So I think that's why she also takes me on board, because we have so much fun together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And as I bet you would agree with this, enough about Kate Sobrano, more about you.
Please.
What is this song all about? Because it's your new single,
isn't it? Yeah, it is. Okay. Well,
what's the process for you writing or anything like that? What is it,
Yeah. Well, I guess at the moment I'm starting to find my sound. It's a bit cliche, but that's just what's happening.
I've been looking for mine for years.
Oh, you know what? It'll come.
I hope so.
It really will.
We're the same age as well, which is weird.
I know. Well,
maybe
you're
we'll
due soon then.
We'll find it together,
then.
Yeah.
That's
nice.
True.
I'd like that.
But I guess I started finding certain topics, subjects that I was passionate about, and just experiences and observations. And I like being quite vague in my lyrics, so I like people to kind of interpret them for whatever's real for them, So this one is a little bit deep and serious, but I kind of like it because it's just it's a bit more of a raw, powerful oomph. I mean, I have a lot of other songs that are quirky and about love and about life and, But this one, I don't know, it just I could see something happening to me and I was like, I'm going to write about that, so...
Is an album on the way? Is that the logical next step?
There's definitely an EP. I'm just writing. I'm writing and writing, and then I'll pick out the yummy and yummy stuff and then figure out what
I don't know what an EP is all of a sudden.
It's just like it's like a
good I'm on the radio, isn't it?
It's like a group of maybe like 3 to 4 songs.
Yeah, okay. Small.
So it's not an album.
I noticed you didn't say anything till she'd already given the answer.
Well, I try not to talk over the guests. I know you don't know what that's I got you.
What
there.
A load of shit.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, so 3 or 4, right.
Yeah. 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 Yep.
When did you learn that? When did you learn what an EP was?
You know what?
Because I'm missing that. Day,
I'm actually trying to think of what it stands for.
I think it stands
well.
For extended play.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Chris is giving us the thumbs up.
Okay, good. See, I think I just followed the crowd and I was like, yeah, an EP.
I'd rather of ask. Course. I always ask, you know.
That's the best.
It's just easier. It you is. Know, I don't mind looking like I don't know everything.
That's, you know what?
How about you, Dean? all right, I think what we need to do is, would you mind, I think we should get you to do this song, shouldn't we? It's called White Coats.
All right,
I reckon we're going to learn why after.
Yeah.
Jess Bailey on
let's
Joy.
Do it, Chris. Okay. Dum, da-dum, yeah. All I see is words written in this empty pavement, superficial world. Every time I think I made it, I begin to cry. So confused and so distorted, every little lie. Every time I think of you, then it starts to grow. All the more I feed into it, all the more I know. How your presence keeps me to it, I begin to fade. There's no reason, no excuse of why I choose to stay. Every time I think of you, and now I can't hide, I can't reach the magic that was inside me. I seem to be slowly drifting. I can't fight, and then it slowly loses me. I seem to dwell in something deep. I seem to be slowly drifting. I can't fight, yeah. I don't wanna be saved. No, I don't wanna be named something. I'm not really part of what I'm part of, something else. Yeah, I don't wanna be played. I don't wanna be blamed for the reason I can't find myself. Yeah, watch it start to spread. Watch it start to creep a little closer to my head. I can't decide if it's become a part of who I am. There's no telling what it is, an enemy or friend. Every time I think of you, and now I can't hide, I can't reach the magic that was inside me. I seem to be slowly drifting. I can't fight, and then it slowly loses me. I seem to dwell in something deep. I seem to be slowly drifting. I can't fight. Say no, I don't wanna be named something. I'm not really part of what I'm part of, something else. Yeah, I don't wanna be played. I don't wanna be blamed for the reason I can't find myself. Yeah, da dum, da dum. White coats and the white glasses with the dumb lights. The fat chances that you might get a little better, that you might sleep a little longer. With the red eyes, the dead promise of a new day bleeding through their lips. So you might spend a little paper and a bit more a little later. With the white coats and the white glasses with the dumb lights, the fat chances that you might get a little better, that you might sleep a little longer. With the red eyes and the dead promise of a new day bleeding through their lips. So you might spend a little paper and a bit more a little later. A little later. A little later.
Oh my God.
Wow.
What a voice. Thank and you. Chris, you were amazing as well. Yes. Unbelievable. You know what? That you've got to get onto that EP. You've got to get onto the album. That is, you are incredible. I love it. Absolutely love it. What about when you do your music then, have you got to fund it all and do all of that? Or do you get help with that? Because are you all into that crowdfunding stuff?
You know what? I haven't got into that stuff yet. I kind of just like... I'm just working as I go along now. I'm like, got to find money for that. Okay, cool. And I don't know. It just kind of, I guess when I'm so like focused on what I need, somehow I kind of pull it in.
Yeah.
You know, but like even, it's funny because like promotion, you can totally do it yourself in terms of like getting a publicist and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
I like recently actually did a song on a train. And
I saw that.
Right?
Excellent.
And great the response video. I got was like just a lot compared to what I had paid another person to do. And I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
I mean, now, it could work both ways, actually.
Well, no, yes. I mean, what about that is that it was in a, you know, it was on a train, but it's really, at the end of the day, generally speaking, talent will always rise to the top, won't it?
Right,
The reason we liked that is because you've got a cracking voice.
Thank you.
And that's a great song.
You know,
oh, I'm glad.
That's why that got liked, you know.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it will also, like a cat that falls off a roof, but, you know, you know, if it's, that's fun as well, you know what I mean? But if you get the right, exactly. Yeah. You know, I love your voice. It is incredible.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome back anytime you bloody well like.
Thanks, that
EP,
guys.
Bring back that EP.
Absolutely. Okay, when the EP's here, we want to get you back. We want it live again. We want to hear all about it.
Oh, what about gigs? Have you got gigs on the way?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm so glad you asked me. I think I've been annoying everyone on social media at the moment.
Mm, it's the way to do it.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I have one tomorrow night. At the Evelyn.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, so that's doors open at 8:30 and there's some awesome supports on.
Does that mean you're the big cheese?
I am the thing that's on.
So is this the launch of the single?
Kind of. You know what's funny though? The single's already out.
Mm.
Right? So the single's out. And I guess I needed to call the gig something for the sake of call it, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, let's just call it a launch. But it's really actually my first headline gig that's not at like a jazz club or not supporting, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So who have you got with you musician-wise?
I've got Christopher
Hepworth.
Oh,
you're going to use him again.
Yep. he's got to stay with me.
Yeah.
I've got Ethan Jenkins on the bass. I've got Joel Trigg on the keys and I've got Graham King on the drums.
Okay, so this is a real, you know what I mean, but this is going to go off, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You know, if this is what you're like just in this Joy studio, you know, that voice.
Imagine with a band.
Yeah. And imagine, I can't keep still. What I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm definitely...
you're going to be moving about.
Yeah, I'm keen to dance around.
And now, where could we get more information on Jess Spareley?
Well, you can find me on all platforms of social media. Mm-hmm. Except, look, I have a Twitter account, but I have no idea how
to
use it still.
Don't worry about it.
I feel like it's massive in America, but...
We do it, but it's, you know, Dean does it. It's boring. You know what I mean?
I'm sure there are fun things about it. I just haven't. You
know, I haven't experienced
it yet.
Either.
But there's Twitter, there's Instagram, there's Jess.
The best way would be for everyone to jump to jessfairley.com,
Of course. I forgot that I had a website.
And you can get that track from all good digital stores.
That's correct.
Yeah. We are very grateful to you both.
Thank you again for having us. Thank you so much.
Thank you for singing
yet again,
for us.
You've got to come back whenever you want.
Absolutely.
For sure.
And you should bring Chris.
Oh, okay.
Why would you not?
Well, exactly. You know? Yeah.
All right. Good on you. Jess Fairley, everybody. Enjoy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.